As Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shisha Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam Sechas Tumas Mes, and the laws of ritual impurity that come from a dead person, the Seif Atar in the Book of Purity, which this Perek, the Rambam continues the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing, as we were, Tumas Oil as it applies to Mes, and saying that the transmission of the Tumah from one bias to another one can be if there's the size of a Tefach, if it's a Chaloin that's also a Tashmish, and regarding that which minimizes those holes. In this Perek, we discuss regarding that of the skylight, or openings on the top of the building going vertical, instead of necessarily horizontal, as we spoke about in the previous parakim. As Rambam gets halacha aleph regarding when there's tuma beneath the skylight. Aruba, which is a skylight, she be'emtza tikras abayis, that's in the middle of the roof of the house. So bein sheyeshba b'seich tefach, unlike what we spoke about in the previous parakim, whether if the opening is the size of a handbreadth, bein sheyeshba b'seich tefach, whether it does not have an opening the size of a handbreadth, if the tumah was beneath the roof of the house, so opposite the skylight, tar is going to be tar. Meaning, although we said in the previous parakim that tumah does not come and go through when it's less than that of a tafach, but that small hole is not going to be considered as if it's totally sealed to say whatever's beneath is going to be tameh. No, whatever's beneath that skylight is tar. Sorry, hu gal lava, because it's under the air. It's not under the same roof. Ushah by his tummy, and the rest of the house is going to be tummy. Let's say the tumma is only opposite the skylight, then kol bayis tar, then there's no tumma under this bayis, and the whole house is going to be tar. That's how he said, miktsas tumma tachas atikra, miktsas tachas aruba. Let's say some of the tumma was beneath the roof, but some of it was beneath the skylight. So here, if the skylight was the opening the size of a handbreadth, then a bayis kuli tummy. Then the whole house is going to be tummy. Why? Because the portion that's beneath the skylight combines with the portion that's beneath the roof, thus making it, because part is under, part is not under, and therefore it's going to be that it's considered as kulei tachas abayis. Ukeneged kol aruba tamei, and also whatever is opposite the skylight is going to be tamei, which there are those who say that the Girsa should actually say ukeneged atuma, whatever is opposite the tuma is going to be tamei. In other words, whatever is hovering over the part of the tuma that's beneath the skylight is going to be tamei, because that's the part that's beneath the roof combines with it for the shear, and whatever's on top of it is being mal on the tumah. Now, that's if we said that if the skylight has an opening of a tefach. If it does not have an opening the size of a handbreadth, so im yesh batumah, so if this source of tumah, this dead person, has kedesha deschalik, so that you could divide it, v'yimotzi kashir, and you would find the measurement of tumah, tachas etikra, that you need beneath the ceiling. You would also have the measurement in the area beneath the skylight. In other words, if you split it, the part that was underneath the skylight by itself would have the whole shear, and the part that's beneath the ceiling would also have the whole shear. If you split it between the two of them, they're not called tameh. Everything's going to be tameh. But if not, then habay is tameh. The house is going to be tameh, even if beneath the ceiling has less than a shear, because the part of the tumah that's beneath the skylight combines with it. But the area opposite the skylight is going to be tar, because the tumah of the house does not go there, because it doesn't have an opening the size of a tefach. Let's say in the skylight had an opening of a tefach. But a person put his foot on top of the skylight, where he closed the opening of the skylight now with his foot. So now everything becomes one oil. And therefore, so whether the tumah was beneath only under the ceiling, or only beneath the skylight, doesn't make a difference. I call tumah, everything's going to be tummy. Habayis, umasha keneged aruba, whatever's in the house, whatever's opposite the skylight. And va'odim she'ediv is a tummy, hatumah tummy. Even the person that now joined together all the tummy things are tummy. Neshas oil al tumah, because now his foot became part of the oil, and now he's over the tumah, and also everything's one big oil now, making everything tummy. But let's say in baruba peser tefach, let's say the skylight was not an area of a tefach, voisa tumah tachas atikra, and the tumah was beneath the ceiling. So zesh nosen ragam mal, in this case, whoever put his foot on the top tar is going to be tahar. Why? Shein tumah yitzis leba pachas metefach, because the tumah cannot spread at all, even to the area beneath the skylight where he's stepping on top, because it does not have an area of a tefach. And therefore, he's not being mal on any tumah, because it's not even in the area of the skylight. Now, he saw tumah tachas aruba, but let's say the tumah was beneath the skylight, and now he's closing off that area with his foot. So it depends. Im tumah kodmes raglo, if the tumah was there before his foot was there, so tell me, the person and all the vessels in the house are going to be tummy. Shari hel ala tumah. Because when he put his foot on the skylight, before he sealed it, he was hovering over the tumah, which was already there. But im raglo kodmes tumah, if his foot was there before the tumah, let's say from the dead person got there, so then tar, then the person's going to be tar. Whatever's in the house is going to be tar, tummy, but he's going to be tar. Why? Shari ragle mixes oil, because his leg was already part of the oil. Then tumah yotzes lein, therefore no tumah could come to him, because the tumah does not go out if it's less than a tefach. Now, although generally a person is not chitzbef for now tumah, as we said in Perikid Beis, here his foot would be chitz, and the reason for that is because it's not the person that's being chitz in front of the tumah, it's the sealed roof, which he already sealed with his foot and made it into an oil, which it therefore is not going to be, it's already chitz, it's not going to go beyond that for the person that's on top of that. Halacha Beis, let's say there's an olive-sized piece of a dead person in the mouth of a raven. V'hel al gabei ruba, and now it's leaning over the skylight. Achanimtzu kezayis ba'avei aruba, until you have an olive size of the dead person in the airspace of the skylight. So even if it does not have an area of a hand breadth, habay is tameh, the house is going to be tameh. Which this is not similar to the case we had with the tumah beneath the skylight in the previous halacha, that the tumah doesn't go out when the skylight does not have an area of a tefach, because there was no oil on the tumah. But here, where the tumah has halacha of oil, so it's actually combining everything in the house, and therefore everything is going to be tumah. Halacha Gimel continues regarding when this tumah beneath a first story and a second story, a loft. So let's say you have a bayis. There's a house. V'aruba be'emtza tekes a bayis. Okay, and you have a skylight in the middle of the roof of the house. Now you have a second story on top. And there's another skylight that's in the middle of the roof of the second story. Moreover, the skylights are actually directly one on top of the other. So whether if the skylights have an opening of a tefach, whether they don't have an opening of a tefach, and if there's tumah in the first story, so connected harubis tar, and the area opposite the skylight's going to be tar, as I already said previously, it's not considered part of the aisle. V'ashar tameh, but everything else in the house is going to be tameh. Let's say there's tumah opposite the skylights. How do you have bayis kula tar? So again, that's only for that area, and the whole house is going to be tar. Now, hayu ba'aruba is peseach tefach. Let's say, in the skylight, that there was an area of a tefach. But tumah, and the tumah, bein tachas tekes abayis, whether it's beneath the ceiling of the first floor, or being connected to Arubis, or whether it's opposite the skylights. The Nas and Davish Mekabel Tumah. Now, they place something that is susceptible to Tumah, Bein Lamalam Arubis Abayis, whether above the ceiling of the first floor, Bein Lamalam Arubis Ali, whether they put on top of the ceiling of the second floor, which ultimately that makes it into one oil, because it's actually Mekabel Tumah. So Hakol Tumah. So everything's going to be Tumah. Meaning, when you put it on the top, so whatever is in the house and on the second story is all under one oil. So too, even if you put it on top of the ceiling of the first floor, since it's something that can be mekabel tumah, it's not a blocker. So we see it as if it's on the top, as if it's all one oil. So there, everything's going to be tameh, because something that can be mekabel tumah is not a blocker. Now, nasan davar she'ein mekabel tumah al rubis habayis. Let's say you put something that's not susceptible to contract tumah. Alurubis habayis on the ceiling of the first floor, habayis tameh, so that's making the whole first floor into one oil, it's all going to be tameh. But valiyah tira, the second story is going to be tar, because now that covering actually blocks, and it's actually now one oil on top of another oil, which does not go through. Nasana alurubis haliyah, let's say, however, it was put on top of the ceiling of the second story, well, habayis valiyah tameh, then both the first floor and the second floor are going to be tameh, because now they're both one oil from the ceiling of the second story, and now all the tumah is mixing. Now, okenegdei milmalo v'lishmam, now opposite that, going up to the sky, that's all going to be tar, because the covering that's on the second story, it blocks from anything going up further. Now, ein barubis perseach tefach, let's say the skylight does not have an opening of a tefach. V'tumah tachas tikar sabayis, and the tumah is beneath the ceiling of the first floor. V'nasan, and he puts, bein dava makabal tumah, whether it's something that's susceptible to tumah, bein dava she'en makabal tumah, whether something that's not susceptible to tumah, he puts it, bein alarubis habayis, whether on the skylight of the first floor, bein alarubis aliyah, whether on the skylight of the second story, Ain't tame ela habayis. So the only thing that's going to be tame is the first floor. Shein tame yitzis lali b'pachim teva, because the tame cannot go up to the second story by a hole of a skylight that's less than that of a handbreadth. He said tame cannot get a rubis. Let's say the tame was opposite the skylights. The nasan davar shem mekabel tame. Put something that is mekabel tame. Bein lamalon, bein lamatan, whether on the top, whether on the bottom. Either way, habayis valiya tameim. The first floor and the second floor are going to be tame. Shari eri besatuma, because he's mixing the tuma, because this is something that's mekabel tuma, as we said previously to this concept, that actually mixes it all together. Nasan davar shein mekabel tuma. Let's say put something that's not mekabel tuma. Bein lamalon, bein lamatan, whether on the top or on the bottom. Ein tame el habayis. The only thing that's going to be tummy is going to be the first floor. Meaning, when you put lamata, meaning on the ceiling of the first floor, so the second story is going to be all tar because of the covering, which is not makabel tummy. There is going to be chaitz, it's going to be a blocker. When you put on the top of the second story is going to be tar because something that's tar does not mix together tumma. But the bias, the first one is going to be tummy because the tumma is not exposed to the ear space, so it's like it's beneath the ceiling. And even so, does not go up to the second story because, again, like we said, the skylight does not have an opening of a tefach. Now, all these halachas are when he made the skylight. But if you have a roof that just caved in by its own, then its measurement's actually going to be a fistful, like we explained this already in Perek Yudah, halacha beis, when it's not made by a human being. Halacha daot. If someone peels away the cement that's between the beams, atcha asa aruba, until it made like a skylight, betoich tikkus habayis, in the roof of the first floor. Kadesh tikkunis ba, now why did he peel away the cement? Kadesh tikkunis ba regula edis, so that he could go ahead and stick the leg of the cradle, which was made with metal brackets, like a type of a sandal, they would do it to put into the hole of the floor so that it shouldn't move from where it is. And actually the leg of the bed was actually was closing up that, so to speak, skylight, that hole in its floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor. So if the hole was the size of a tefach, and it was tum in the house, even the second story is going to be tummy. Why? Isn't it blocking it up? Because since it's a vessel that's makabal tumma, it cannot be a blocker. Now, but if it didn't have the hole the size of a tefach, then aliyah tayra, then the second story is going to be tahar, and this is not the same thing as we spoke about in the previous halacha, that when you have a skylight that's not the size of a tefach, that the second story is going to be tameh, because here anything that's going into the thickness of the cement and it fills up that hole and it's meant to stay there, it's considered as part of the roof, and we don't say that it's mixing together the tuma, so the second story will be tar. But the leg that goes down into the floor is going to be tameh, like any vessel that's hovering over the tumah, which is on the first floor. But let's say the floor / ceiling caved in on its own, again, then the measurement will be the size of the head of a large person, like we explained this in the previous halacha. Halacha hey discussed regarding when there was tumah beneath a pot and a house. Aruba, let's say there's a skylight. Shebetech tikkus habayis, that's in the ceiling of a house. Ukedera, and there were earthenware pot. That's manachas alaretz, that's laying there on the ground. Mukhaben is connected to it, and it's precisely opposite the area of the skylight. Where, shimtala, if you would take it up, teitzibet simtzum in aruba, it would go exactly, fit precisely in the space of where the skylight is. Now, moreover, the case continues. There was a tumah beneath that pot, which was on the floor, which was ritzutza bein oven arts, which is crouched, which is there was no space between the pot. It was literally on the ground, but there was some tumah beneath it and between it and the ground. Or let's say the tumah was in the pot, or on top of the pot. So then the halacha is tumah b'kasva oil b'kasva. As regarding all these three cases, we view the tumah as if it's bursting forth upward, bursting forth downward. It only goes in the up and down direction vertically. Vein tomele connected, and the tumah is only going to go opposite it. Now, although earthenware vessel is not contract tumah from the outside, here it's going to be metamim opposite it because the tumah is bursting forth because it's a tumah tzutza. So too, if the tumah is inside of it or on top of it, we view it as if it's crouching beneath the vessel because the keli could only become an oil for tumah, not for tahara, and therefore it actually cannot be as a blocker. And therefore, the tumah is just going to go up and down straight up and down. But the bais kulo tar. The whole house is going to remain tar because the tumah is not bursting forth because it's not touching the sides of the skylight. It would fit exactly under that gap. Now, let's say hoisa kaderu gevoyim in the oritz tefach. Let's say the pot was a hand breadth off the ground. But tumah tachten yet tumah beneath it. Or beneath even the ceiling of the house, habayis kuli tame. So the whole house is going to be tame because the roof of the house, together with the bottom of the pot, which is a tefach above the ground, which is the minimum for being an oil, is like one big oil. And so the betachas akedere tame. Whatever's beneath the pot is going to be tame. Shari oil because it's an oil because it's the space of a tefach and it's all combining because that's the space where there was a gap with the skylight. This is like an oil. Now, but what's in the pot and the top of the pot, tar is going to be tar, because an earthenware vessel does not contract tumma from its outside. Now, the airspace of the pot is actually not beneath the oil, it's only what's beneath it, but it's not contracting from, so what's inside is not becoming tummy, and it's actually opposite the airspace of the world. Now, so let's say there was a vessel inside of it, or on top of it, tar would be tar. Let's say the tumah was inside of the pot, or on top of it, then habayis kuli tar, then the whole house is going to be tar. Shari tumah kenegad bulvat, because it's not beneath it to be like beneath one oil, it's on top of it, and the tumah is only opposite the area of the skylight. So it's just like under that area, which is not under the same as the tikkaras habayis. Let's say the pot was beneath the skylight, varuba gedoyle menakadera. Unlike the case we spoke with where that was exact. Here, in this case, the skylight is larger than the area of the pot. Shimtala kadeira betates a little bit that if you would pick up the pot and bring it through the skylight, nimse beino ubein siv seharuba, you would have the area between the pot and the edges of the skylight, you would have paseach tefach, you would have an opening of a tefach. So ava pesha kadeira givayim in the oritz tefach, even though the pot is above the ground a hand breadth, v'tumah b'teicha ayel gaboi tachteo, and there's tumah inside of it or on top of it or even beneath it, Habayis tar, the house is going to remain tar because you don't have oil on the tumah because the skylight has an opening of a tefach beyond that of the source of the tumah. So it's not connected to the rest of the house. Hoisakadera munachas betzad eskupas habayis. Another case. Let's say the pot was placed on the side of the doorstep of the house. Chimtala, where if we'd go up, nimtze mimena, you would have part of it, peseach tefach, the width of a tefach, lefnim in the mashkef, within the area of the lintel. More of the case is that the tumah is crouching beneath it, or inside of it, or on top of it. So in this case, tumah bekaz v'oila bekaz v'yiredes. So that we view the tumah just going up and going down. But, again, because it's a tumah ritzutza, which tumah ritzutza we always say just goes up and goes down. But let's say the pot was not on the ground, but it was a tefach above the ground. But tumah tachta b'bas and there's tumah beneath it, or in the house, whichever one, because we view it as one extended oil, as in the previous case in the house. So then tachta b'bas tamay. So what's beneath the pot and in the house is going to be tamay. Shakol oilach, like we said, because it's all considered one oil. But v'techa v'gabot tar. Whatever's inside of it or on top of it is going to be tar, which we must be talking about a case of a vessel that has a very narrow opening and it widens towards the bottom. So the opening of the vessel is beyond the mashkef, but the belly of it has an area of a tefach which would be beneath the mashkef. But if the opening of the vessel was within, then the tumah would go in through that opening from the house into the vessel. Let's say the tumah was inside of it or on top of it. Habayis tamei, so the house is going to be tamei nishin negas b'mashkef tefach because it is touching from the doorstep a hand breath. V'chein tachteo tamei, so to beneath it would be tamei. Because what would happen is like this. Nisha tumah yitzel tachteo min habayis, because although it's not getting it from the earthenware vessel itself, but the tumah is going from on top of the earthenware vessel to the mashkev, to the bayis, and then comes from beneath the bayis, shakol lechad, because like we said, it's a tefach above the ground, so it's all considered one oil. Therefore, if it didn't touch the area of the lintel a width of a tefach, and it's a tefach above the ground, Shahis b'tzad ha'mashkev was on, or let's say it was on the side of the mashkev, but tumah tachten tumah was beneath it, then in tumah tachten, then it would only be tumah beneath it, because it's its own oil, but the house is going to be tar, because again, it wouldn't be considered as connected as one oil. Halacha Vav discussed regarding when there's tumah in regarding to the beams of the house. So karis habayis v'aliyah, regarding the beams of the first floor and the second floor, she'ena le'maziva, where there is no like floor. There's nothing. It's like in construction when they just have the boards and they don't have the cement or the planks that fill up the airspace between the beams. V'hemechuvan is kar k'neged kaira, and they're exact. The beams of the first floor opposite the beams of the second floor. V'ava k'neged ava, and the airspace of the first floor opposite the ear of the second floor. U'b'chol kaira mehen peiserech tefach. Now each one of these beams has a width, an area of a tefach. U'b'nein ava peiserech tefach, and between them, meaning between the beams of the first floor and of the second floor, there's a space of a tefach, because in contrast, horizontally, between the beams and the beams on the side of it, even less than a tefach would separate and it wouldn't pass. You were talking about between the beams of the first floor and the second floor, there's an area of a tefach. And b'tumah tachas achas min, and you have tumah beneath one of the beams of the first floor. So that's tabul v'atami. Only the area beneath that beam is going to be tami, because that beam is chaitzitz, because it's a tefach off the ground and it's itself an area of a tefach. Now, let's say there was tumah between the first beam and the second beam, the beam on top of it, meaning of the roof of the second floor. So only air between them is going to be tame, because what you have over here is that tum is not going to go up further, because that's a chaitzis, and it's only the eerie between them that has this area of a tefach. If the tum was on top of the upper beam, which on top of the second story, so then again, it just goes up straight up to the sky. Now let's say a different case. Let's say, to the contrary, the beams of the second floor were actually exactly opposite the airspace that's between the beams of the first floor. But tumatachas, when the tumah is beneath any one of these boards, so tachas kum tumah. So now we're going to say beneath all of them is going to be tumah, because this is the halacha known as good achas. We view it as if the upper beam, as if it's going down to the bottom and filling up the holes, so now you have one complete oil. So it's all going to be considered tummy as if it's under one oil. Let's say the tummy is on top of the upper beam, or really under above any beam, is connected to my little tummy. So then we view it opposite the tummy until the sky is going to be tummy, because we view it on top. Now, so everything about tummy was talking about where the beams are tefach wide. But let's say the beams are not a tefach wide. So whether it's any one of these two cases we mentioned, whether it's the beams are directly opposite one of the other, or whether the upper beams were opposite the airspace of the bottom ones, and whether the tumah was beneath them or between them or on top of them, either way, since the beams are not a tefach wide, the tumah is just going to go in a straight up and down line. And tumah is only going to go opposite what it itself, because when it's less than a tefach, you don't say good achas. And also, like we're saying, any tumah that's not beneath an area of a tefach squared with a height of a tefach, we view it as crouching tumah, which again, crouching tumah, when it doesn't have any space, it just just goes up and down. Now that I'm continuing regarding a case when we have tumah in a structure that was cracked, that split. Bayis, if you have a house, literally the house gets cut into half, where the walls and the roof split. It became like two parts. So it depends where it is. If the tumah is in the outer part where the opening to the structure is, so the vessels in the inner part are totally tar, because the crack separates, and because by tumah we don't say the famous rule that less than three tefachim is like loved and it's closed. No, it's like separate. But if the tumah was in the inner part, so only if the thickness of the crack was like the string used of the weight, which what it was is there was a string with a weight of lead at the end, which builders used to make sure the walls are straight. So according to that rope, if that crack is that size, then it totally separates. Then the vessels in the outer half are going to be tar. But the ma'ipach is going to be less than that. Adim Tmeim, then actually they are going to be tamei. The reason for that is because it's called Seifa Tamei Latzis, since ultimately they'll be using that door from the outer part, so it's considered as contiguous, and therefore then it actually would contaminate even the kelim on the outer half. Halacha Zayin, Achsadra, is like a type of a porch. It's like open on all three sides, but the roof is connected to the house. Shenistika, where if that porch cracked, V'tumim Tzadechad, and you have tumah on one side of that roof, Hakim shebetzad hasheni turn. The vessels on the other side is going to be tar. Shavrihi shnei oilim zebetzad zeh va'av benem. Because it's two separate tents, one on the side of the other, where you have air separating between them. Shavrihi tzadik b'chol tikkur, because the crack went through the whole roof. Now, let's say nusin ragloi, let's say put his foot, oikono, or a rod, milmala, on top, ala, tzadik, on the crack. Okay, then it's closing it up. Eretz Tumah, it's going to mix the Tumah together. Now, let's say nusin sakana ba'oritz. Let's say you actually put the rod not on top of the crack, but on the ground. But can I get a tzadik right opposite where the crack is? Now, feel like gadol, even if it's a large vessel, in the ma'arav esatumah, it's not going to connect the tumah. Gavoy tefach tachas tzadik, until you have a height of a handbreadth that's of this item that's beneath the crack. In other words, if you have a gap of a tefach, then, because if not, even if the thing itself is thicker than that, it's called tumah tzutza, and because it has to be actual hole, it has to be an airspace. Oh, but let's say how you odd them. Let's say it was a person. Mutal al oritz tachas tzadik was actually laying on the ground right beneath the crack. Marvaz a tumah. Actually, he's going to combine the tumah. How is that possible? Sha'odam chaluhu, because a person is hollow. Vatzada elyon, and the upper part of the person. Harei ko oil shishba goy v'tevach. It's like an oil that has a height of a tevach beneath the bottom of him. V'chein tzotim hoya tachas tzadik. Let's say beneath the crack were kalim. You had. Let's say garments, mukupalim, they were folded over, menachem al aretz, they were laying on the ground, zagav, is at one top of the other. The highest one was at tefach above the ground, so eves atumah. So even though you have other garments, it doesn't make a difference, but this upper one is separate from them. It combines the tumah. And v'chalakim shalamat amendo, so all the vessels are beneath it, all those garments, they're like vessels beneath the oil, because this is considered like one contiguous oil, as we've said their concept before, like good achas. We would say as if you have oil, you have a crack, and you have this over here, but it's a tefach above the ground. It's also oil, and it's like one long oil, and whatever's beneath it then actually would have tumas oil.